sure was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, he then commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Master, your mina has earned 10 minas. And he said to him, Well done, good servant, because you were faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Master, your mina has earned 5 minas. Likewise, he said to him, You also be over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Master, here is your mina, which I have kept put away in a handkerchief. For I feared you because you are an austere man. You collect what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow. And he said to him, Out of your mouth I will judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was an austere man, collecting what I did not deposit, reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put any money in the bank, that at my coming I might have collected it with interest? And he said to those who stood by, Take the mina from him and give it to him who has 10 minas. But they said to him, Master, he has 10 minas. For I say to you, that to everyone who has will be given, and from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. But being here, those enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them and slay them before me. So that's the parable we'll come back to in a minute. But the other parable that is kind of akin to this in some respects, but again different, turn back to Matthew chapter 25. We didn't cover this parable earlier, so this is a new look at this parable from the perspective of this study. So, and we'll begin reading in verse 14, and this is the familiar parable of the talents. And again, we've got many similarities and also some differences, and we'll try to highlight those through. Okay, in Matthew chapter 25:14, For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. And he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed. Therefore, you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent with him, and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So, you would be forgiven if you kind of got these 2 parables confused, because certainly there are many similarities. citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, "We will not have this man to reign over us." Well, there we have the rejection of the gospel. There is a certain part of the population, the citizens, those that were, and again, this represents the Jewish race. We will not have this man to reign over us. So, we have this interim period where everybody is given the same thing. We're all given the gospel. We are to do business with the gospel. So he comes. And then we see in verse 15, "So it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom." So this time period is over. The gospel has been given. You know, what have you done? What have you done with the gospel that you had while the Lord has been in heaven? He is now back to set up his kingdom on earth.
Then
he calls them in verse 15. Then he commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Verse 16, then came the first, saying, "Master, your mina has earned 10 minas. It's interesting that just the wording in verse 16, "Master, your mina, your gospel, not anything I did, it's your gospel. Your gospel has earned 10 minas. So this is a very profitable person here. He's gone out and traded in the gospel, and he's spread the gospel. And he has something to show for it. He has 10 that he's brought to the master because of spreading the gospel. And verse 17, and he said to him, "Well done, good servant, because you were faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. So he gives him more based on the good result that he had with what he was given. The mina produced, 1 mina produced 10. And then he says to the second, "Master, your mina has earned 5 minas. So, you know, one did twice as good. I guess if you look at it that way, one did twice as good as the other. But that's not the point. Verse 19, likewise, he said to him, "You also will be over 5 cities. So, the concept there is, you know, you've been faithful with what you've had with the gospel. You will be given more responsibility in the heavenly kingdom. You've done what you have with the gospel. But then we get to the third one. And verse 20, and another came saying, "Master, here is your mina, which I have kept put away in a handkerchief." All right, so here's somebody that has received the gospel. He was to go out and trade in the gospel, but what has he done? He's kept it to himself. He's hidden it away. He's not shared the gospel, put it away in a handkerchief. "For I fear you, because you're an austere man. You collect what you do not deposit and reap what you do not sow." And he said to him, "Out of your mouth I will judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was an austere man," and he's repeating again, and we saw that in the first parable. The Lord is just repeating back with this guy his own kind of charge to himself, which, not that he's agreeing with it, he's just repeating the charge back. "You knew that I was an austere man, collecting what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money in the bank, that at my coming it might have collected it with interest?" And he said to those who stood by, "Take the mina from him and give it to him who has 10 minas. So the one who didn't do anything with it, that blessing, that work is given to the one who proved himself to